I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Look at you all. Thanks so much for coming out. What a miserable day it was. I thought it was trying to snow. Didn't see that, though, because you were in your car and I was on public
transport. I was in
transport.
The Nissan Qashqai.
Oh, how is the Qashqai?
The Qashqai's got a wet passenger footwell.
Oh, and Sally's always got
something wrong. I've Googled
it
and I think it might be the air conditioning leaking.
This man is looking at you. There's a man in the audience that's looking going, Christ almighty.
What have I come to?
Am I going to sit through this miserable chat about air conditioning that's gone
wrong? This is
the
Nissan Qashqai group chat. Did you know you're at the group chat for the Nissan Qashqai? Please welcome to this seat and microphone, it's the fantastic Josh Jones!
Thank you, a sturdy clap there.
Hello.
Oh, here he is.
Here he is.
Hello, Josh.
Now we're going to breastfeed him. Look how young he is.
You're not going to breastfeed him. You've got fillers in you. I'll do us all. Hello, Josh. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm going to lean back so I can see you both.
Oh, is that right? Is it a bit too intimidating having two old women by your side?
You're not old.
Well done.
That's why he's our guest. He says things like that.
You're aware of the podcast. It's about the boozeroos and stuff.
Yeah.
But Josh, would you like to tell the listener what your drink of choice is for the soir, please?
Well, I normally drink gin and tonic.
Yes.
But because I'm doing a show later and I'm being very professional, I'm on
very
Diet
rare.
Coke.
He's on Diet Coke, ladies and gentlemen.
Diet
gentlemen.
Coke with gin. Diet
yeah.
Should yes. we? I'll pour the gin. Not the gin. I'll pour the Diet Coke and you ask Josh a question.
Oh, hello. Mm. Hi, Josh. Josh... how old are you in real life, please?
29.
Shit, he's so old. It's depressing, isn't it? What was your training drink of choice when you were learning to drink?
Well, I started drinking at the beginning of high school when I was like 12.
Oh my God.
And it was White Lightning.
Yeah. White Lightning. Oh my
God. And then Lambrina. As
oh,
well.
Oh, God, you're such a stereotype.
I know.
Can I try some Diet Coke as well? Just a little bit. I don't want to ruin my palate. Thank you.
Yeah, I was proper UK, like the ones that you read about, like UK kid binge drinking packs.
Were you?
I got kicked out of a church when I was 13.
No!
Yeah, because we used to drink on the church ground.
Oh, I thought you meant in church.
Yeah, and the priest came out and did a Saturday night mass, and he was like, "We're doing mass, do you want to come inside?" So me and like our teenage little gang went into church, and I had, my dad got me a big skiing coat from TK Maxx, and I put my 2 litres of white shite down the sleeve, so I walked in like this, and then when I needed a wee, so I went to the toilet.
It's a lot of detail.
Yeah, I know, sorry. Went to the toilet, and then when I came back, people in the church spotted the top of the cider bottle, and they kicked us out.
Kicked you out of church.
No. And that's when I lost religion. But I so yeah. But
did you have religion before?
No.
Or was it just really...
No.
Just really convenient.
You sounded like some sort of illness. Did you have religion before?
Yeah.
And then you got rid of it, did you?
Sitting in the park. Well, no, not the park, the graveyard, because nobody's going to try and come and accost you in a graveyard unless it's the vicar who sees you that you're wasting your life as a child sitting in the graveyard. Come in the church, get warm, have a wee.
Yeah.
Didn't know that you were...
Going to get bladdered.
Yeah. Also, white shitlin. Whitening.
Did they take it away from you, or did they let you go with
they
the
just,
drink?
They just kicked us out. I wouldn't have let them take it off.
No.
Me. No.
Because you know what they're like.
I would have had a fight with that priest for the white lightning.
You know what they're like with their wine and bread? They would have had that off you, wouldn't they?
Oh, gosh. So early on, though, was there a break in your drinking habits, John? Where are you from?
Manchester.
Well,
so there you go.
You see? No, that's... But when you... was it like an after-school little drinky poo?
Yeah, it was every Friday and Saturday. Well, I used to sell cigs in school,
Look at his little face. He looks so innocent.
Did you have like a little stall, or was it under the sleeve of the coat?
It was 50p each, or free for a pound. And I used to sell them in school. But you used to make quite a bit of money. And back in the day, when I first started drinking, you could get bladdered off a fiver.
Right.
So you get ten pack of cigs, were like £2.25.
Right.
And a bottle of cider were like £2.
Great. I can see you sort of like in an usherette's outfit with your sort of
tray, with a kiosk. Yeah.
With your cigarettes and your sort of like your half bottles of whatever's left from your shrapnel tray. I can sort of see that.
I wonder if you ever thought about going on Dragon's Den with your...
Selling cigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how I would have done it.
What was your patter? You all right? Do you want a cig?
No, I used to sell them in school. Well, do you know what I used to do? This is actually quite clever, because people used to sell them to the popular kids, but I used to sell them to, like, the goths.
Yeah.
Because then as well, you didn't get caught then, because the popular kids would just smoke, like, wherever, where the goths, the teachers tried to, like, pretend they didn't exist, because then they'd have to acknowledge there's a problem, and then they'd have to work. So if you sell them to the goths, you ain't going to get caught.
Did you ever get caught?
Yeah, I did once, yeah.
Because you sold them to the popular kids by mistake. Is that...
No, I got caught smoking outside school.
What did they do?
They was like, "Oh, I'm going to tell your mum." And I was like, she already knew. So it was like, this is already a problem.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
So quite an entrepreneurial brain then, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite
selling at school, drinking your cider.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after the cider at school, what was the, you know,
first
what happened
job.
Then? So that was 12, first,
yeah.
All right, first
yeah,
job.
When I was 14, I worked in a chippy.
Brilliant.
Oh, shoot,
so there we go.
This little... is the best afternoon of my life.
Yeah. Oh, with a hairnet.
No, we didn't have a hairnet, actually, no. But, yeah, I used to just wrap the chips and stuff.
And did you drink then?
Yeah.
The vinegar.
But yeah, I loved it, actually.
Did you steal all the chips?
No, I actually got sacked.
Of course you did.
Because you were selling fags.
No, but because all my friends were playing out on a Friday one night, and I said, like, oh, God, like, I don't want... like, I was just so bored. And the guy who owned it was like, oh, you look like you don't want to be here. And I said, well, I don't. Because I didn't know that you had to lie to employees, do you know what I mean? So then he was like, oh, leave then. So then I was like, okay. And then I came back on Monday, and he was like, you've been sacked. But I thought it was like, oh, me holidays. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. It was.
And also Friday is fish day. That's where that's the busiest day. Yeah, that's kind of tough, isn't it? Friday and a chippy. And so then you left and then you went off drinking with your mates. Yeah. Was it back to the graveyard with the cider? Or
It was the church and then we used to drink on the canal as well.
Oh, gosh.
There was like near my dad's house, it was like a burnt down factory.
Oh, my God.
And we used to go in there.
You're painting such a beautiful scene.
This is awful for you.
That's not awful. This sounds amazing.
It was loads of fun, actually. Yeah. There was a burned down pub as well. I never used to go in it. I used to just wait outside. My friends would go in, but I was too scared because apparently there was a ghost.
Oh, no.
I know. So I was drinking, but I was like, I'm not going in near the ghost.
So what year was this in Manchester? So you're 29 now, so that would have been in the 90s.
Let's see Sally try and do some maths.
I know,
really
don't
quickly.
Know, don't.
What
don't
year were you born?
Mid-2000s it would have been. I would have started drinking like 2005, 2006.
Oh, gosh. How old was I? Shit.
You were about 53.
Yeah, it was, wasn't I? I felt 53. Jesus.
So how old were you then? So that was your first job, 14. And then you were, like, you left your job to go drinking with your friends.
Yeah.
That's 14. And then what happened? Then
college. Do
you think? College, okay.
College, then uni.
Right. Yeah. And then that's when the proper drunk stories will happen, surely.
Yeah.
Tell us.
I had to get an extra year of student loan because I failed my first year of uni, but not because I wasn't capable, because I was just a fucking wreckhead. I went out all the time, so then I had to repeat the first year. But it was worth it in my brain.
Yeah. Do you know, we haven't even asked you what we're drinking, have we?
Yeah. Oh, Sarah.
He's drinking the Diet Coke.
No, I know, but we're doing the tin and tonics, aren't we?
The tin and tonics is what Josh would have otherwise have drunk. And he said to me that he likes the pink one, but it's gin in a tin, isn't it? It's tin and tonic. So because I've got no portion control...
I bought both.
Yeah. We're in a hotel.
We've got an Aldi one.
And a Marks and Spencer's
Yeah,
one.
So we're going to...
I know.
So we thought we'd... And I've got a glass of wine as well on the go.
The Aldi ones are so good. Have you noticed the proper just Rob Gordon's logo?
Yeah,
haven't
they have.
That is so cheap.
Yeah, but it's Grayson's, not Gordon's. Yeah. Yeah. I love that though. It's not Schmorden's, it's Grayson's.
I've poured it.
Oh,
should we say cheers?
Cheers, guys. Cheers, guys. Cheers. Smell my glass.
Oh, don't. She's always.
That's the drink.
Oh.
That is the drink.
Yeah. No, it smells of armpits. Yeah. Smell it.
It's Aldi.
The Aldi one.
Yeah.
Smell. For the listener, I'm now going to shove the glass of armpit gin into the nose of an audience member. Somebody, smell that, please. Armpit.
Yeah.
Armpit.
Just drink it, Lou, for fuck's sake. Jeez.
Armpit.
Why is she so dramatic? Yeah, get it down here. Does it taste of armpit?
It's very nice.
Yes, there we go. So, when did you discover the gin?
So I only got into gin about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
Well, you've matured now, haven't
this,
you?
Yeah, yes. About 4 years ago, I decided to become a sophisticated drinker.
Of course, and we can see that all over your face, Josh.
So now I drink the gin.
I'm reading your T-shirt.
It's a hocus pocus shirt.
Right, yes.
What's hocus pocus?
The best film that's ever been made.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah,
okay.
It's got Bette Midler. Do you not know it?
I do know.
Very good.
Yeah.
Jessica Parker. Great.
So, yeah, the gin. You discovered the gin. You were becoming more sophisticated. And and has that continued? Are you more sophisticated, do you think, with the gin, with the discovery?
I'm a better drinker now.
When you say better, you mean you can hold it a bit more?
No, like, that was a problem. I could hold it.
Oh.
I can drink, like, quite well. I don't be sick or anything.
Oh, my God.
I'm a bit of a machine.
You are a machine.
Yeah.
You'd never know it either.
No.
You look so delicate and you sound delicate.
I know.
Yeah, it's a perfect ruse, isn't it?
It's a lie.
Yes.
It's a lie.
I like Dennis Nielsen.
But because when I started comedy, I can't gig when I'm hungover.
No.
Right.
Whereas I can have a couple of gins and I can go home at 11 and be like, that's done. Whereas if I'm on wine, I can go for it.
Wine
ages.
Is my loony juice. Yeah. White wine especially.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Sally she forces me to drink.
I do, I make her.
So I can't, Yeah, white wine makes me go absolutely.
It's nothing crackers. To do with Lou turning up at my house with two bottles of white wine that she's got from the service station on the way. That's apparently is me forcing Lou
Gloucester
to
services,
drink.
Services, by the way, Gloucester Services. Yeah.
Sponsor us, please, Gloucester Services. Station.
Get a lovely pork pie there as well, and really big sausage rolls,
yeah, very
which
nice.
You can
and
have
the cakes.
Warm, and the cakes with brown sauce.
So, Josh. Tell us a drunk story.
Which, right, okay.
I don't know which one.
Which one are you prepared to share immediately?
All of them. Do you want, like, injuries or do you want, like...
Oh, my God, there's subsections.
I've got,
there's subsections.
Well, I lost... Right, I've got quite a few.
Right, please go ahead, caller.
Sorry. Was at a foam party...
Yeah.
Oh, this is brilliant.
So this is about 9 years ago, and I was topless, obviously. So I was topless at a foam party, and I was in between my two friends, two straight friends, but they're both like massive blokes, and I was like, oh, like dancing in between them. I loved it. And then I went like swimming on the floor of the foam party. This is a nightclub. And then the next day we was all like on the student accommodation, and I just came outside. He had no top on, and my friend was like, "What's happened to your nipple?" And like the top of my nipple had gone.
No.
Yeah, it grew back sort of, but like just the top cover of it. It was just like a black den.
Oh my god.
For about 2 months, so I left my nipple in Fifth Ave nightclub.
In Manchester.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah,
that sounds like a song.
I left my nipple in Fifth Ave. Oh my god.
Yeah, so that was one.
Oh yeah. I was in Fifth Ave and I met a man called Graham. He had glasses on. He was quite ugly, but there was nobody else left at the end of the night. And I thought, oh fuck it, I'll go home with you. And then in the morning I woke up and I had a cigarette hole. You know, like when you leave a cigarette on a car seat or a bit of furniture or something like that, and it makes the hole go through. I woke up and I had one of those in my stomach. And then I had to get on a flight to Spain and it went green. But anyway, that's a different story.
Oh my god. That's worse than the nipple.
No, because you've got no nipple then.
No, it's grown back.
But it grew back. It was just the top layer of the nipple.
Did you go to the doctor or did you just hope for the best?
Well, I'm not going to. I knew it wouldn't. Oh, yeah, I've got another. Now I've got a doctor one where
great.
I did go to
the doctor. Do your doctor one.
But I was going to tell this tonight. But anyway, so I right. So this was, again, when I was at uni. I woke up one day and my eyes were in so much pain. Like when I blinked, it felt like there was glass in my eyes. Oh. So I've been dramatic, like for my mum, like I'm going blind. So my mum like came and drove, and my mum's more dramatic than me. So she, all the way there, she was like, oh my God, my baby's going blind. Like, what are we going to do? And then we went to A&E and we was there for like 5 hours. And the woman was like, because it was summer, she was like, oh, can I ask you a question? Like, do you have like a fan in your room? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, did you drink last night? And I was like, I had a couple. And she said, what's happened is you were so drunk that you fell asleep with your eyes open.
No!
And dried your eyes out.
No!
I was so embarrassed as well. I didn't know what to do. I don't know. I've never done it before.
You don't know, do
it
you?
It was so painful.
I've had that, but not from drinking. I think it was when somebody was taking my photos and I think they got too close and I woke up with exactly that and I went, what on earth is going on? It was like when you blink, it was just like
ripped
knives going into your eyes. And I went to A&E and the person I had the photos taken with as well, it was a photo shoot, I rang him and I went, and he went, my eyes. And I went, I know, my eyes. But it wasn't through drink. This was through some kind of flashing light at us. And then eventually they just calm down, don't they? But
did yours dry out then?
They must have done.
Yeah, that's what they
You're
said
the only other person I've ever met with that story. But yeah, but mine yours was booze related.
Yeah, because I fell asleep like this.
Imagine walking into the room and seeing that.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think you were dead, gosh. Wouldn't you?
I
went to drama school with Caroline. I ate everything, I don't like nothing. Right, and she used to fall asleep frequently during class with her eyes open. And sometimes it'd be that one, and sometimes it'd be that one. And then sometimes, just for extra frightening, it would be both of them. And we did this improv scene once where she had to play a kitchen table.
Oh, drama school.
And the way she used to get away with not paying attention in class was that she was able to go to sleep with her eyes open, but it looked like she was partaking in the class. And it wasn't until the kitchen table started snoring that we were like, oh my God, she's asleep. She's asleep. Oh, it's awful. Well, imagine your mum walking in your room like, and that, like that.
Yeah, I was living at uni, so she wasn't even at home. My mum had to drive to my uni.
Of course
uni
she did, she loves you. Yeah, 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 of course.
But my mum's a big pisshead, so hereditary.
So she was like, oh my God, I've passed it on. Yeah, I passed the booze on to him, I must save him.
It's always nature nurture, isn't it? It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Do you wear an eye mask now when you go to sleep?
No, it's never happened since, thank God.
You don't have a fan on maybe in your room. Maybe you remember to, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but the fan was right next to my bed, so like I would have genuinely gone to sleep like that.
For the listener, he's facing the fan, about 2 inches away from
trying to close your eyes, but the fan keeps...
I bet you had no eyelashes either, did you? You had to do that.
That was a weird moment, but I only remembered it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh God.
Yeah, I forgot about
that's
it.
That's brilliant.
Do you get like bad hangovers then? I'm guessing you don't
now.
Now,
that's why now I don't really drink as much. Now I do, because I can't gig when I'm hungover.
No.
That's why sometimes I wish I was deadpan. Because
I could like walk. Sometimes I wish I was dead. And, it's like, all right,
no,
Josh.
But do you know when you walked on and you just like, oh, your jokes are just like, because I'm just like so desperate for love, like you can't on stage, not in real life. Okay. But you can't do that hungover.
No.
Really, put your top back on, Lou.
Yeah, you feel. Because I don't know. Do you not find being on stage hungover hard?
It's, I think, you can't, well, for me personally, you can't rely on it. However, sometimes you can be really hungover and it can go really well because part of your brain, this kind of the mad part relaxes and you just kind of go with it. Yeah. And it can, and the timing can come and it's great and you're like, oh, that was amazing. However, there are also the times when it really doesn't work and you're just tired and a bit shaky and a bit paranoid and a bit needy and then you just go, no, it's not worth the risk, really.
No.
Whereas Lou has a different take. I can tell by your face. Well, you're always hungover, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Well, I am since I bloody well met you and started doing this. She's the one that's driven me to the bloody booze.
I'm evil. I just make her drink before her gigs.
No, I don't. I generally... I was going to say I don't drink when I work. Hello.
You wasn't drinking on Thursday. We get together, you wasn't drinking.
No, I wasn't, but that's because the big boss was in and I wanted to look like I knew what I was doing. But I was drinking a couple of days before that where I was arseholed and I said some very inappropriate things on stage, which is why I can't drink when I'm working. But hangover-wise, I don't think it's not worth it, is it?
No.
You don't want to...
Yeah, it's a risk.
People have paid, haven't they? Mm. People have paid. They don't want to see a woman with a sweaty top lip having a breakdown.
Because you get dead hot with the stage lights as well.
Yeah, which is why I'm slightly regretting wearing this jumper. But, yeah, it's awful. You don't want to... No, nobody needs to pay money to see a woman breaking down, do they? Spitting
and that's
fumes.
You without a hangover,
yes,
isn't it?
Is,
yeah,
Sally.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't, yes. The hangover gets worse as you get older, I think. Although, worryingly, since I've met you, Lou, now my turn to have a go at you.
Okay.
I worry that the hangovers aren't as bad these days anymore, which just makes me think, I think I might be too used to the drink.
Have you been drinking more then?
It's lockdown, isn't it? It's done it to everybody.
It's not anymore, Sally. Not in lockdown anymore.
I know, but it's carried on, hasn't it?
But that's because we've made a career out of it because it's tax deductible.
And we're like,
because we really enjoy doing it.
Should we record another one? It's all a big ruse. We haven't even got a podcast, Josh.
We've just got you all here.
We're just enablers. That's all we are.
The gin.
We're on the Aldi one at the moment. We're going to compare the Aldi and the M&S one. I think that's what we're going to do, aren't we?
In the I can't get over the smell of the armpit.
Does that one smell of armpit? Try mine.
No, you've got a clean glass.
Well, try that then, and you don't have to drink the rest of the other one if you don't want to.
No, actually, it does smell of armpit.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's a drink.
Well, it's not. It doesn't. It doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It smells of my armpit.
Maybe
it's my armpit. Oh, no. Here, I'm going to open the M&S one. This is the M&S pink gin being opened now. Pink tin.
That's a nice one as well.
Is it? You really know your way around a tin, don't you? Oh, go on.
I've got another. This is years ago, though. You've just reminded me of this.
Good.
When
you.
I was at uni again, I was walking through Market Street in Manchester with three of my mates, and there was these little old ladies saying, like, oh, we're doing a survey. Can you, like, come, whatever? So the survey was, there was three different types of Blue Wicked. It was, like, Blue VS, Blue Wicked, and whatever. And they wanted to know if, like, people could tell the difference. And I drank all three, and I knew which one was which.
No!
Because you got a fiver for doing it, and now I got an extra fiver for getting them all right.
No!
So I got a tenner.
Oh, look how pleased he is with himself.
I was dead happy.
How old were you then?
I was like 20. Oh. But I did feel like, oh my God, what a skill. Yeah, but yeah, that's
like
quite
you've
bad.
You've achieved.
Because I loved Wicked.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wicked's were after my, like, that's like children's drinking. Yeah. Children's booze, isn't it? It was after my time, Wicked. I've never tried it.
I have one now and then.
Do you?
Yeah, if I'm at a pub sometimes, I'm like, Mum, I just get one Blue Wicked. Just to start me off.
What's in it?
I don't know. It's like a kid's, well, not a kid's drink, but like
it's like a hooch
an
or
alcoholic
a...
kid's drink. Yeah. If that's a thing, well... Yeah.
And you have one of those and it gets you a bit giddy.
Yeah, well, it's not even... I don't think it really... It just makes me feel like, ooh, I feel they're quite tasty.
I'm having a night out. I'm having a Wicked.
Yeah. But I'd suggest that's not the alcohol. I'd suggest that was the E-numbers and the preservatives.
Yeah. Yes, I think you might be right.
I'm very allergic to E-numbers. And when I was younger, I went to hospital because they thought I was... bonkers, and I was, but that was all because of the E-numbers and stuff. And then when I went on this diet and I had to not eat any preservatives or any E-numbers, and my mum was like, oh my God, I don't recognise my daughter. Whack her a quaver. It was awful.
So, Can you have like Coke and stuff? Is it Coke?
Yeah, I don't tend to drink that. Really, I can't drink your Iron Brews, really, and I can't drink your really brightly...
Lucozade Original.
I can't drink your brightly coloured stuff.
She talks about it a lot, Josh.
Yeah.
Because it sends me loop de loop.
Lucozade Original's my go-to hangover
is it?
Drink, yeah.
Oh, no.
Mine's Coke, full-fat sugar, the lot, yeah. Coke, yeah. That's that. The bubbles and the sugar... And then I'm good to go. I remember getting so drunk once, and I was working in a pub, and I'd stayed the night in the pub, and in the morning, the landlord said to me, have a packet of salt and vinegar crisps and a Mars bar, and you'll be all right. And do you know what? He was right. And I've still stuck to that. Packet of salt and vinegar crisps and a Mars bar. Oh. Yeah. Unless you're feeling sick, of course, yeah. I suppose.
I used to love a pint of milk and a Scotch egg.
After. Yeah. That's almost the opposite, but the same, isn't it?
But yeah. I love it.
Oh, no. Yeah. If I remember, beef super noodles.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Before I go to bed, because they sort of create a layer or a barrier, because I'm quite... I don't know whether you know this, Josh, or the audience, but I'm quite allergic to quite a lot of things. And it's not like I've talked about it, is it, Sally? But so I have to... I'm not an easy drinker. I bail out.
Yeah.
But the super noodle layer just prevents that from happening most of the
time.
What
I love about that is you've probably done it a few times. You know, you've tried it, haven't you?
It's always
and
beef.
Then you've gone, yep, this works.
Yeah,
this is for
beef,
me.
Though.
This is the it has to be beef.
Yeah,
beef. Okay.
Yeah, chicken sends me.
What's yours is the pint of milk and the Scotch egg. Is it still
the day out? Not anymore.
No.
I don't drink milk as much. I used to drink milk every day, but then stopped it for my figure.
Never mind
years
the Scotch
ago.
Egg.
So yeah, but that was when like 10 years ago, I'd love a Scotch egg when I was hungover.
A big one or the little party one?
Big fat one. When you get the big two fat balls in the... Yeah,
the ones in Manchester, those big ones where they wrap the ones round with black pudding and all of that.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Picture this. You're fully immersed in your podcast because in the back of your mind, you're not trying to recall when that deadline was supposed to be or stressing to keep everyone updated on next steps. Meet Monday.com. A work management platform that makes having peace of mind easy. With Monday.com, all your work lives in one centralized place. You can automate updates to keep team members up to speed and ensure nothing falls through the cracks, even while you're enjoying your favorite podcast. To start your 14-day free trial, go to Monday.com.
Very rich, Sally. Yeah. Very rich. I'm going to sniff the Marks and Spencer's gin now.
Does it smell of armpits?
No, it doesn't. It smells of... Just smell that one. See, that smells better.
Yeah, gin.
So it's the gin. It's the...
Mm.
Yeah, it does smell different, actually.
Yes, it does. Yeah, actually, yes. Yeah. I'm handing over to the audience member to sniff. Thank you. Doesn't smell like the other one, does it?
Definitely.
No, thank you very much there.
Perhaps
thank
it's
you.
Diet Coke. I've never sniffed Diet Coke. Has anyone?
No.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it smells like Diet Coke. So I
yeah.
have.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
you're so cute. You're so,
you can't help but love Josh Jones, can you?
Oh, you're no, I want to lick your face. Oh, no. So let's do a taste test between the pink
yes,
ones.
Yes, we're okay. going to do a taste test between the Aldi pink. It's pink gin and tonic. Is it pink gin and tonic you tend to go for, or
do you
don't
know
you
what?
Mind?
Sometimes, so with my friends, because we all drink gin and tonic, sometimes we'll get like a couple of pink, a couple of green, and a couple of diet, and just go fucking crazy.
You diet are. Ones? No, I
yeah,
don't approve.
I
of
do that sometimes, just to you know,
to keep you.
That's one reason why I've stopped drinking, because I used to go crazy for lager and wine, but now I think this is a lot better for the fig, the figure. So that's why I do the
gin. I love the fact you haven't actually ruled out alcohol, though. You've
no.
just, no.
no.
Just got rid of the milk and the
but
wine
and
lager.
You can't really have too much lager as no. a gay man. If you, you know, we don't need to get into science.
Just in
but
case
we
you
could.
Shit yourself.
We yeah, could get into
poos and stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah, oh, yeah. All right, right. then. Fair enough.
Right. The Aldi one is okay.
Okay.
Maybe, and look at the difference, the clarity between your Marks and Spencer and your Aldi. I'm going to hold up the glasses.
Well, one's pink. Oh, no, I'm...
Oh, no.
No, you've forgotten, haven't you?
Do you remember that advert with the old woman on Aldi and she would compare everything?
No.
You are.
Never mind. Do you know the... Do you not remember the advert, the Aldi advert, and she'd get, like, a Marks and Spencer's gin, and then she'd slag off her husband? Do you
yes.
remember? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically this.
Yeah, it is, yeah. isn't it? I haven't got a husband to slag off of. Now I can't remember which one's which.
I know which is... Well, not that...
That's the older one, because I can smell the armpit.
I bet yeah. if Josh was drinking, we could put them in front of him and you could do the taste no, test and no. we'd have to give you a tenner,
yeah.
wouldn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Oh, this is... Do you know? This
they is are different, aren't they?
A lovely Sunday afternoon.
Oh, isn't it?
I can feel my little cheeks going red. Yeah. I'm having a wonderful time. I've only had an egg sandwich for breakfast. Anything could happen.
What, do you get alcohol for Christmas?
Oh, I'll tell you what I do get for Christmas for myself. I buy them myself from Costco, my favourite shop.
Oh,
gin and tonic crackers.
What?
Oh yes, I get them when they when they've got a seven, which is when they're reduced. There I know the code. They have six in a pack or five, and they have different gins and tonics in each one. Oh, I am having a lovely time. What else? Oh, and gin baubles. I like a gin bauble on my tree.
Oh, crackers, Christmas crackers. I thought you meant crackers like...
Oh, no, sorry.
Gin-flavoured crackers.
Yes,
so
like I did, like prawn crackers.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Yeah.
I was thinking I like gin, but that's a fucking problem.
Just cream crackers yeah, soaked right. in gin.
Crackers.
Yeah.
All right,
I thought it was
I'm
like
with you.
Your
yeah.
prawn.
Did everyone else think that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So funny, you were so polite. We'll just let her see this through. All of you, we'll keep her going. I like a bit of gin at Christmas and well, everything, a bit of Prosecco, a bit of champagne. Josh, I want to know more drunk stories. I want some, like, oh no, lose about to speak.
No, I was
going to
say,
took
you've done the injury one.
Oh, I've got
yes.
one more.
Go on then,
topics.
Do another one then.
Two, I got hit yeah. by a black cab, but then I got up, so that was fine. Actually.
You got eaten by a black cat?
Hit.
No, hit by a black cab.
Oh.
But I got back up, so... and then another one.
That's not just... You can't just say that.
No, but
what happened?
That was the story.
Oh,
because
like
you were drunk?
Yeah, I literally...
Did the black cabby driver get
what
out?
What I think happened was I think it was coming past, and instead of me, I ran into the side of it. But while it was moving,
was it
so
tall?
I wasn't like ran over. It was more me running into a car, a moving car. But because we wasn't running directly to what I went in front of it. So it was basically just like running into a wall.
Like when a bird flies into your patio doors.
But it was a black cab.
Right.
Yeah.
God, the wingspan on you, Josh, on the side of a cab.
Because it was dark and you just didn't see it.
So that was when I was coming out of 42s.
Is that in Manchester, 42s? Yeah, yeah. What is 42s?
Oh,
for
it's
the...
rough.
It's a nightclub.
It's a nightclub.
I don't know what it's like now. It used to be like indie music, so it was kind of like nice and cool. And then it got a bit like more shit and more
Yeah.
Full of knobheads, really.
Yeah.
But
maybe you just got older. Yeah, that, that's what happens, that is, doesn't it? Yeah. Probably stayed the same.
But then another time, getting into a black cab, I fell out of it and cracked my head off on a curb. And then instead of taking me to hospital, all my friends just took me back to the house that we was living in. It was in student accommodation. And they all just stayed up with me all night. So they was all like smoking weed in my bedroom and stuff all night while I was just like comatose. And where we lived, there was like a gated student accommodation, but it was like houses. And they had shopping trolleys, do you know, for like when people got the shopping, they put it in the trolley and then take it to the house. So they just took me back to student accommodation and just lobbed me in a trolley and just took me back to my bedroom. Yeah, that was mad. And then I had to go get my head like glued up.
Great.
Yeah. So that was a bit weird.
Just in the morning. Yeah, there was a time I lost my nipple and then I walked into a cab and then I had, like, you know, a head injury. But, you know, drinking's great.
But my uni house was, it was the cheapest of student accommodation in the UK. And it was a shithole.
He's just such a brag.
There was 11 bed houses, and all of us got on, and all of us were like massive, like, party animals. Like, out of the 11 of us, 6 of us had to repeat our first year. But it was so fun. And then, that was that.
Are you still paying back your student loan?
Went in the... But I think it was worth it.
Yeah, sounds
like,
it.
Yeah. But it was because it's a performing arts degree. You're not going to get anything out of it anyway. So you might as well get more money and have a better year. It's just a year's holiday, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
But it's 9 grand
really
extra.
Expensive holiday.
Everything's a holiday to Josh. Yeah. A weekend off the chippy.
So
holidays.
What job did you have when you were 14?
14, I would have been doing a paper round.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I've never said that about you.
No, I didn't last long.
Did you do it like in the American films with like a bike and you throw it at the windows?
She would have. She's very aggressive.
I did it for a little while, a paper round, but you have to start so early in the morning. And I think we got £5 for the week or something. £4 for the week every morning at like 6 a.m. Much easier nowadays. People don't have papers, do they?
No.
Oh, you don't have to do about 2, and then you'd be back in bed. And then it was B-Jam, which is now called Iceland. On the tills at 16. And then somebody from the butchers around the front of the precinct put his shopping down. Before scanning, it was just... And I knew all the prices of all the goods in that basket, bread, eggs, blah, blah, blah. I did it all before he even put one on the conveyor belt. And he went, I'm going to get you around my shop. Not in that pervy way, in a... give you a job around there. I was like, oh, I knew all the prices.
God, you were headhunted from B-Jams.
Yeah, I was.
I mean,
to the butcher, and I went, how much are you offering, mate? You've got to go up. You've got to be beyond £1.30 an hour.
There was no scanner.
Oh, my God, I'm so old.
I know, there wasn't. I'll tell you what it was. It was like £1.39 either frozen or grocery on the buttons. And then...
manually.
Oh, that
and then
fucking
age. Yeah. No, it didn't. It was a skill. I loved it. And then the credit card, pay by credit or check in those days. And if it was over £50, you had to write the guarantee card number on the back of the check to guarantee it. But if the credit card was over £50,
I
had to ring three bells under the till. Edna would come out of the office, the supervisor's office. She'd come over, knows the three bells. One bell was for three bells were for got a credit card over £50. She'd have to take the credit card, go back to the supervisor's office. It took a while. Ring up the bank to make sure that person's got enough money in their account.
Oh my God!
I know, Josh. I know.
When I worked in the chippy, there were no till, and I had to do maths and stuff.
Oh, and your head on a bit of paper.
Yeah, and then...
Well, could you use the chips like an abacus? Couldn't you just sort of line them all up and then sort of like count them up using
and
the
chips? And then
chip.
10 chips make a bit of fish.
But 10 chips make a potato.
Later on, I worked at Old Trafford Football Ground.
Did you?
And I had loads of beers in a cooler bag, and I had my little bum bag full of money. And I had to stand there and be like, £4 a bottle in front of all these football fans. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you loved it.
I did. They were so confused of why I was there. But I really like loved it. I thought it was so much fun.
Oh God, yeah. I love it. I worked at Man U. I lasted a week in the office.
Oh right.
Most
jobs
you've done, you've lasted a week.
When I was 14 I worked in the garden centre, jardinerie. And I got fired in the end because I thought I was stealing.
Was you?
Yeah. But the pick and mix, not money.
Yeah.
The e-numbers, you went there normal. By the end of the day, you were flying.
I've stole a few jobs.
Oh, my God. Well, they locked me in the staff room because I was coming up on some cola cubes and some coconut mushrooms. And they locked me in the staff room for a couple of hours.
Bouncing around.
I was flying. And then there was a timer set fire to a field. What?
Were they allowed to lock you in cupboards?
Back in the day. You just got
no
locked
probs,
everywhere.
Josh, no probs. God. Just stick her in there till she's calmed down.
I thought working at JD was shit, but you'd be getting locked in cupboards.
I got £1.13 an hour.
Oh, less than me. Mine was £1.30 at BGM. Mm.
That's why I stole the... Well, it's not. I was going to steal it anyway, wasn't I? The till was next to the pick and mix. Who doesn't like a coconut mushroom? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about coconut mushrooms. They were lovely.
Coconut mushrooms.
Yeah, lovely.
Do you know what coconut mushrooms are?
No, but I like bounties.
Yeah, you'll like a coconut mushroom. Oh, yeah, you'd like that.
It's like a fondant, but with bits of coconut.
Bit desiccated coconut.
Oh, that's it. Teenager, Malibu. That was me.
Oh, there we go.
Slick we are.
That was my first spirit.
Did you get pissed on it?
I loved it.
Did you get drunk on it, Malibu? Yeah. My sister-in-law drinks Malibu milk. You'd like that.
No. With a scotch egg?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like milk in alcoholic drinks. I think that's fucking the devil's work.
It's quite extreme.
What cocktails would you have with milk in it then?
Kahlua and milk's nice.
Screaming orgasm. What's in
that? Is that what I like? Yeah. To the listener, the audience is what? Baileys milk, Kahlua. A liqueur-y thing.
Mm. Ooh. With some ice.
Now I'm thinking about other drinks with milk in. Cocktail for Josh.
It's going to have Malibu in it. We what we do is we make a cocktail for you. We don't make it, but we describe a cocktail for you.
Okay.
It's called a Josh Jones, but we don't know which Josh Jones, do we?
Yeah. No.
Just basically, we tagged a lot of Josh Joneses in when we were promoting this show on Twitter. And it turns out there's quite a few, and Lou and I didn't really know what we were doing, but we had a lot of Josh Joneses.
But I hate all them because they've all got like Josh Jones comedy, and I'm like, I'm the only one that does comedy.
None of them do it.
Livid.
That's what your Twitter handle should be. I'm the only one that does comedy.
Yeah.
We've got to put some Malibu in it.
It's got to have Malibu and
Wicked.
Your White Lightning, it's got to have. I think it should.
Sounds
you know,
off.
Like no, let's stick with us. It'll be delicious. You know, like
stick
when you slice.
It won't, Lou. It'll be revolting. Trust me.
You know when you slice a lemon or a lime and put that on the edge of the glass. I'm going to put a slice of Scotch egg on the side.
Yes.
I'm going to dip the glass in breadcrumbs.
I don't eat meat anymore, so a veggie scotch.
God, you've changed. You've been on the telly once and now you don't eat meat. Fucking hell.
You've got to have some, you know those wafer things that they give at the church? Communion. Is it communion? Where they
I don't
the
know,
little
I'm
wafer
not religious.
Thing. Yes.
What?
Yes. Have a bit of that going.
What are they
around.
Made out of then?
I don't know.
It's like a raita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A raita?
Ravita.
A yogurt? Ravita.
Oh, Ravita.
Rice paper. It's rice paper. That's what it is.
Like what you used to get on plastic ice creams when you were
a kid. We'll use that as the coaster.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Use the communion. That's. Are we going to hell? We use the communion thing as the coaster.
We're already
Did
in hell.
Did you ever do the games where and then you end it with shit mix? Did you ever do that?
No.
The drinking game. So Ring of Fire. Did you play? So you have like a pint glass, and then you have loads of cards around it. And then basically, whoever pulls these four pints, this certain each card means a different thing. And then people have to end up pouring the drinks in, but everyone's got different drinks. And whoever gets the last one has to down it all. Yeah. We used to do that at pre-drinks. So like,
I thought you were going to say.
So sometimes
I thought you were going to say we used to do that at preschool.
So sometimes you do this, we'd be like, I'd down a pint with like vodka in it, wine in it, with like cider in it. And they'd be like, right, go to the pub. It's crazy.
How are you still alive?
I don't know how my skin is so good because I don't deserve it.
Well, we didn't say that, but now you mention it. It is very good. It's like baby skin,
isn't it? But I've really abused the inside of my body.
But you are still only wait till you're my age, and then you'll start seeing the effects.
This is why I'm slowing down.
It's too late. No. You've done the damage, mate. You've done it.
Yeah.
Although you haven't laid in the sun too much, I'm guessing.
No, very pale.
You might get away with it.
Back so to
what's
Josh's
in it?
Cocktail.
So we've got Malibu Wicked.
Wicked. Yes, Wicked.
Wicked.
I'm going to write that down. And the White
Blue
Lightning.
Wicked.
Blue Wicked. Is there others?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Blue Wicked. Yeah, Blue Wicked, Malibu. Oh, it's disgusting so far. Diet Coke, maybe, to temper it a bit.
I think we need to sort of try and make it palatable.
Milk.
So, right, let's have the Malibu. It's coconutty. Mm. Maybe with a condensed milk to make it a little bit thicker.
Yeah, and okay, then we'll have that.
We could weaken it.
With the Wicked.
With that curdle, though.
Vodka and Wicked's not that bad.
Okay, vodka and Wicked.
Mm. And the Malibu.
Okay,
that's... Do you want any requests, Josh, that you want to put into this cocktail?
I feel like that could be enough, actually.
We've got the bit of scotch egg on the side. We've got the wafer side. Underneath.
The religious wafer. Yeah.
Definitely. And what are we going to call it?
I loved it.
A what?
I loved it.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
I loved it. Yeah.
I loved it. Can I have an I loved it, please?
Yeah. I loved it.
Do they have to do it in the Northern accent?
Yeah. I loved it. We'd have to sort of spell that phonetically.
I loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Or Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Ave.
That's where you lost your nipple, wasn't it?
That's where I lost my nipple.
Something with a nipple in it.
It's not
a slippery nipple.
Burnt nipple.
Yeah.
Broken nipple.
But it grew back. So it's like it's like a Jesus
regenerating
nipple.
Yeah. A ginger's nipple.
Yeah, he came back, didn't he, Jesus?
Oh, I thought he said a ginger's nipple.
No, Jesus nipple.
Jesus nipple.
Let's call it a Jesus nipple.
Like, perfect.
A Wolverine nipple.
No, Jesus nipple. It's in. Jesus nipple is on the menu.
Yeah. There you go. Jesus nipple. Would you drink that? No. There was silence in the room there. Silence in the room at Jesus's nipple.
Quick drunk story before we go.
Have you kissed somebody that you shouldn't?
Oh, God, so many times.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't... I told you this the other day, though,
I've got a memory of a thing.
My friends were all taking the piss out of me because like I'm very into monogamy. And they were like, you need to shag about a bit more. So like on a night out, one night, I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to do it. So I went on Grindr and then went back to this guy's house, didn't even shag him, just spent all night telling him how amazing I am, fell out, passed out, woke up the next day, stole some scotch eggs because he had stuck scotch eggs in the fridge, and stole like a 2-litre bottle of milk and left.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't even toss him off.
Oh, I feel so maternal over you. Like, oh no, I want to get you some wet wipes.
That's such a great.
So, didn't even touch him, just stole his milk.
I hope he's listening. Yeah.
There he is. Oh, Josh, I love you. I love you.
Ask Josh
Sammy
the question.
Okay, Josh. This is the penultimate question. Serious, I've put my notepad down. Josh. You have a spittoon in front of you, bucket that people spit in.
Yeah, cowboys.
Yeah, well, if you want.
Yeah.
And it's got the shrapnel from somebody else's cast off. So they've tried a drink and they've spat in the bucket. Right?
Okay.
I think he's going to say anyone. Whose spittoon would you drink?
Oh, Saran Jones's.
Yeah,
because she looks like she's got good breath. But
I'd love I hope that she hears this. She's, yeah. You know, she would love you to think, oh, she's a good actor.
She looks like she's got like a nice smelling breath. She's she doesn't look like a smoker. Bette Midler, maybe.
Oh,
yeah, someone because she's a singer, so her breath will be nice. She won't be eating loads of chip food.
You've got to make a decision though.
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Bette Midler. Okay, fair enough. Bette Midler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know? I had a feeling you'd know straight away who it was. As well. I thought he's going to be quick with this. I know he is.
Yeah,
but this man's guzzled, what did you call it? Shit drinks or whatever.
Shit mix. They've done it as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Never heard of that.
No, I haven't.
No? No. But I know it now and I'll forget it.
Well, we're staying in Leicester tonight, Sally. Let's just do it.
Yeah, we'll do a shit mix.
Yes.
Oh, so is it a spit or a swallow? Well,
Josh's drink is Diet Coke, and I have to say, it's a spit from me on the Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Diet Coke.
I don't like Diet Coke at all. No. It tastes too chemically for me.
It's saccharine or something, isn't
it? Yes.
As we said that, Josh just necked the rest of his diet.
Yes, he did. Yes.
I like
it. I love it. The Aldi gin.
Yep, Aldi.
That's the one you said smelled like armpit.
The Aldi gin for me, the pink gin, is a spit. But I'll just swallow this just to make sure. Oh, that's definitely a spit. And the Marks and Spencers were, you know, it gets in the bubbles in the corner of your mouth. But this Marks and Spencers one is a swallow from me.
I think they're both swallows from me. Yeah. To be honest, yeah. Absolutely. I love them.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, I love a pink gin.
Yeah, I love pink gin.
Oh, Sally, you love anything.
I know, I do. Well, that's not strictly true, is it? I hate a lot as well.
Yes, you do, actually. Yeah. You hate quite a lot of things. Not necessarily to do with drinks. She hates people parking badly. But anyway, let's not get on to that.
Oh, Josh, thank you for joining
us. Thanks for having
me. We love your stories.
It's been brilliant. Good luck with your show tonight. Yes.
Thank you.
What's your show called?
Waste of Space.
Yeah. Josh Jones, Waste of Space, and you'll be doing that all around the country at various points.
The Fringe, and then after that, doing a tour after that.
Waste of Space, Josh Jones. And you haven't been a waste of space, you've been bloody brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Jones! Thank you.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried, recommendations of your own, or feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the number 34, @gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast. Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
I'm Tom, and I used to be sleepy. Totally useless in the morning. I'd snooze my water glass and try to drink my alarm clock. Or confuse my toothpaste with fungus cream. Cringe. But no longer, thanks to my Nectar mattress with its premium memory foam and Nectar Cool technology. Every mattress includes a 1-year trial, forever warranty, and free shipping. With $200 off, prices start at only $399 and come with $499 of premium accessories. So rest easy and visit NectarSleep.com.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at Spit or Swallow Podcast 34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spit or swallow podcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye.